Welcome to the Happy and Healthy Podcast. I'm your host, Amy Lang, and this podcast is dedicated to my fellow women in STEM. After working in high tech for 10 years, in 2004, I became the proud owner of Pacific Heights Health Club in San Francisco, where I worked with thousands of clients over the span of 15 plus years to help them reach their health and wellness goals. Now I'm sharing what I've learned about what works as well as what doesn't work when it comes to making healthy habits stick. So if you want to find out what it takes to achieve lasting weight loss, to create deep health, and feel empowered to live the life you want, you're in the right place. Episode number 226. Well, hi there, Amy here. Thank you so much for joining me today. And if this is your very first time listening to this podcast, welcome, welcome, welcome. I think you have stumbled across a really good episode. I'm really excited to share what I have been researching and some of the conclusions that I have drawn. So, the title of this episode is probably what got your attention if this is your first time listening. If you've been listening to this podcast for a while, well, I want to say thank you. Thank you very much for continuing to listen and to support this podcast. And if there are any topics that you would really like me to research and cover, definitely let me know. All right. You can email me at amy@moxie-club.com. So what have I been researching? Well, let me give you a little context first. Actually, let me tell you the question that I want to answer, and that is type 2 diabetes reversible? Okay, that's the question. And for context now, you need to know that last year I wrote a book. It's called Thoughts or Habits 2, Master Your Triggers, Free Yourself from Diet Culture, and Rediscover Joyful Eating. So, this book was published back in November. If you want to get a copy, you can just go to Amazon, or better yet, go to thoughtsorhabits2.com because I have some bonuses. And you just need to let me know so that I can share those bonuses with you, right? So as part of the book launch, I assembled a team of people to help me promote it. And what I found out when I was checking in with folks and getting their feedback on the book was that several of my childhood friends have been living with type 2 diabetes and have been taking either Ozempic or Mounjaro. So these are medications, they're injectables, right, that are used to help manage their blood sugar levels, their blood glucose levels. Now, I'm a weight loss coach, so while I'm familiar with some aspects of type 2 diabetes, when I did my episode about Ozempic a few months ago, I was really focused more on its use for weight loss than for the treatment of type 2 diabetes. Okay, so Ozempic and Mounjaro and Wegovy, well, Mounjaro and Ozempic have been used off-label for weight loss. And then Wegovy, which is basically Ozempic, but slightly different dosages prescribed, are manufactured by the same Danish company, which is Novo Nordisk. Mounjaro is manufactured by Lilly. These are two pharmaceutical companies, right? So they're all being used now for weight loss. And if I'm correct here, insurance will cover the drugs to be used for the treatment of type 2 diabetes, but not for weight loss. Weight loss is considered more of a vanity thing, okay? So I found out that my friends have type 2 diabetes, and they're being told that they're going to have to take this medication for the rest of their life. And I'm thinking, this is horrible. This is not good. So again, I decided I wanted to find out whether or not type 2 diabetes is reversible. So right after the new year, I wound up watching the Netflix show. It's a docuseries called You Are What You Eat. And this is about a twin study that was conducted at Stanford University. Okay. Now, as a result of watching that show, Netflix then recommended several others. What the Health, The Game Changers, and Poisoned. So these shows were talking about primarily a vegan diet and the problems we have with big ag. Ag meaning agriculture. So when I say big agriculture, I'm referring to like the industrialization, right? Of beef, poultry, pork, dairy, and eggs. These are some really big companies. And Poisoned was a lot around big ag and the issues with food safety, whereas What the Health and the Game Changers were really focused more on the benefits of a vegan diet. Okay. And they touched a little bit on the benefits of avoiding animal products, not just for your health, but also for the environment. So, anyways, these documentaries then led me to books like How Not to Die by Dr. Michael Greger, along with The Obesity Code and the Diabetes Code by Dr. Jason Fung, who is basically the doctor responsible for popularizing intermittent fasting, as well as Dr. Neil Barnard, who is the president of the Physicians Committee. He's written like 13 books, along with the late Dr. Sarah Hallberg and Dr. Walter Willett, who's at Harvard University. And I also came across an organization called Forks Over Knives. Okay, so a bunch of these are really big advocates of a plant-based diet. Sarah Hallberg was all about a low-carb diet. So she was actually a proponent of the ketogenic diet. Again, all related to reversing type 2 diabetes. And then to cap off, to put a bow on my research, I watched an interview on the Genius Network between Joe Polish and Kaylee Means. Or Callie Means. So Callie Means is the co-founder of an organization called TrueMed. All right. So in the show notes, I will make sure there are links to all these different sources so you can check them out for yourself. But basically, after reading all this stuff and actually getting a little bit confused at some point, I've come to the conclusion that we have a real problem with evidence-based medicine. And the reason I say that is because you got to follow the money. Our healthcare system has basically been corrupted. So actually, I would say our healthcare system right now, that term healthcare is an oxymoron, because 90% of our healthcare dollars are being spent on treating chronic diseases. In other words, we suck at dealing with chronic diseases. Actually, we don't suck. We're only treating the symptoms. We're not addressing the root causes. So unlike an acute illness, or some kind of emergency, right? Where the U.S. is really good at that. Like, if you're in a car accident, that's an acute emergent situation. The healthcare system is really good at dealing with that. But when it comes to things like type 2 diabetes and cardiovascular disease, so we're talking about high blood pressure, high cholesterol, things like that, again, 90% of our healthcare dollars are being spent on chronic diseases, and the outcomes of the treatments aren't helping. We're getting worse and worse. So here's the problem. Physicians are taught to practice evidence-based medicine. And that sounds very, very reasonable, right? Like, especially because of all the litigation in this country. You want to be able to, if you were a physician, you want to be able to defend why you chose a particular course of treatment. So there's lots of testing done, and then whatever the treatment protocol is. So again, it sounds reasonable to practice evidence-based medicine until you follow the money, until you look at who is funding the research, even the peer-reviewed studies. And what you'll see is that a lot, like the majority of the funding, is being provided by big pharma, by the pharmaceutical companies. And as if that weren't bad enough, when you look at the basic fundamental nutrition information that we are being provided with, right? The guidance that we are being given. Guess who is paying for that information? The research is being funded by big food. So when I say big food, I'm referring to companies like Coca-Cola, Nestle, General Mills, Kraft, and Heinz. All right. So if you look at our political system, the amount of lobbying by big ag, so you're looking at the National Dairy Council, the National Chicken Council, the North American Meat Institute, the National Cattlemen Beef Association, all of these big companies are actually lobbying for certain public policies because they're there to protect their profits. So, to make matters worse, if you look at organizations, these are nonprofits like the American Diabetes Association and the American Heart Association. If you go and look at their sponsors, guess who their sponsors are? It's the pharmaceutical companies again. So if you look at the American Diabetes Association, their sponsors include Bayer, Abbott, Merck, Lilly, again the maker of Mounjaro, Novo Nordisk, the maker of Ozempic and Wegovy. And, well, there's obviously an inherent conflict of interest there, right? Because the American Diabetes Association, if they're getting the majority of their funding from pharmaceutical companies, are they going to give any kind of guidance or recommendation that actually undermines the business of their sponsors? Wouldn't be very smart for them to do. So actually in the documentary, What the Health, it opens with an interview of, I think it was like the chief medical officer for the American Diabetes Association, okay, Dr. Robert Rayner. And the question that he was asked is, what in particular is the correlation with diet and diabetes? To which his answer was, I'm not going to get into that. Think about that. Now, unless there was some fancy editing, why in the world would the chief medical officer of the American Diabetes Association not speak to the role of diet as it relates to diabetes? Doesn't make any sense, right? So if you have type 2 diabetes, I think what's really important to understand, if you are using Ozempic or Mounjaro, is that it is treating the symptom, but not the cause. So our healthcare system, because of the role of the pharmaceutical companies, is going to treat symptoms instead of causes. Because when it comes to profits and recurring revenue, if you remain sick, if you continue to have type 2 diabetes, you will need to continue taking medication. If you were able to reverse your type 2 diabetes, they would lose you as a customer. Right? So there's zero incentive for them to help you get better as a company. That's all about growth and profitability, right? So, as far as speaking to the corruption of our healthcare system, I've just touched on a few points. I would really, really encourage you to watch the interview between Joe Polish and Callie Means, okay? Callie Means does an incredible job at making the case. And I'm not saying you have to agree with him, but at least listen to it, right? I want you to be an informed consumer. At the end of the day, like, if you're dealing with type 2 diabetes, you have agency. You need to understand what your choices are before you act. If you're being told one thing and then you find out something else that would be in your best interest, I want you to be able to at least make the choice. Okay? So again, when you watch that interview, Callie Means also talks about the implications of Ozempic as far as our national economy goes. Okay. What I want to do in the next episode, though, is talk about how taking Ozempic or Wegovy could actually be making the problem worse. So again, these companies want you to continue using their drugs, right? Continue buying their drugs. But in the process of you using them, I want you to understand you may actually be making the situation work, as in making it harder for you to extricate yourself from using those drugs. Okay? Almost kind of like, you know, the drug addict, right? Where you need to use more and more of it. It's not quite that bad. But when you look at the physiology, when you look at what's going on, it really does raise some questions. So again, in the show notes, I'm going to make sure I list out all the different shows and books that I referenced and include links where I can. And I would really, really encourage you to watch that interview. And if you are living with type 2 diabetes, and especially if you're taking Ozempic or Mounjaro, I want you to tune in next week when I actually unpack what it is that Ozempic is doing, what some of the implications are, and the answer to that question, is it possible to reverse diabetes? The answer is, it depends. In some cases, yes, absolutely. And there's some conflicting data out there, conflicting guidance on what to do. I'm going to walk you through why I believe that the answer to the question is actually to go to a whole foods plant-based diet. Why? Because it's addressing at least part of the root cause for type 2 diabetes. And again, I'll be going into that in the next episode. All right. So I'm going to wrap things up today with a quote by Eleanor Roosevelt. Learn from the mistakes of others. You can't live long enough to make them all yourself. You've been listening to the Happy and Healthy Podcast with Amy Lang. If you enjoyed this episode, by all means, hit that subscribe button now. And if you're ready to get started, visit my website, thoughtsarehabits2.com, and order your copy of the book today. And remember, making your choices when you're in a state of abundance is where the magic happens.